Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
26 minutes after 7 a.m. is where we're at this morning. If you've just joined us, welcome into it. Good to have you in our company. We move along now to our next feature. Now, of course, the city of Cape Town, as you would have heard by now, has warned its customers to be prepared and ensure that they have electricity, as the prepaid system will be temporarily unavailable next week. But what does that mean, of course, for you and I? Online, we do have a MACO member for Energy and Climate Change, and that's Pindile Masiti. Good morning and thank you for joining us, Pindile.
Good morning to you and good morning to the listeners.
Now, of course, you know, what exactly is the reason behind the electricity prepaid system being temporarily unavailable next week?
Yes, what we are going to be doing is just routine servicing and maintenance of our system. Because remember, every time we must make sure that our system is in the working condition. So we need to service and maintain it, to make sure that every time people want to go and buy, they do get the necessary units that they want. But now what we are saying to people is that they must make sure that they do purchase their electricity before that period, meaning there will be no interruptions. They will have their electricity in their meter boxes. They will be able to use electricity. But what they cannot do during that period is just to go to the vendor, as they normally do, and buy electricity. You are not going to be able to do in those hours. That is what we are saying. So we are warning people just to buy electricity before those hours.
So, Pindile, just to clarify, you know, is it everyone that uses the prepaid electricity system here in Cape Town that will be affected by the maintenance?
Yeah, that is everybody that is buying the prepaid electricity.
All right.
If you go to any vendor, you won't be able to buy during those hours. But that does not interrupt your service in your home. If you've got units already in your home, you will use electricity like everybody else.
Right.
But the only thing that will be interrupted is buying. You won't be able to buy.
So what then happens if I have a voucher and I want to punch in my code? Will I be able to do that on my box?
You will be able to do it in the box, because what is not going to be possible is just to go and buy. If you bought it already, the box won't be interrupted. There will be no shift in the boxes. If you've got your voucher, you will be able to punch your units and use it.
Okay. Now, of course, we know that the city is advising residents to ensure that they have enough units installed on their prepaid boxes, you know, before the maintenance is carried out. But what exact time are we looking at in terms of the system being offline?
Yeah, the system will be going offline from 10 o'clock in the evening of Monday, the 20th, up until the morning, 4 o'clock of Tuesday, the 21st.
All right. And is that
it's about 6 hours.
Sure. And is that the only time that's forecasted in terms of the maintenance? Are there no other dates and times?
No, that is the only date and time. But as normally, we would love to apologize to our customers for inconvenience, because you don't know what is going to happen. It might be prolonged, but the time that we actually looking at is between 10 o'clock of Monday and 4 o'clock in the morning of Tuesday.
Now, of course, you know, once maintenance happens and, you know, once things are back online, you know, should residents experience problems after the period of maintenance, you know, how can they lodge their complaints?
The only thing that people must do, remember, we've got our call center. They can always use the SMS number to the call center.
And what is that number?
Our SMS number is 32371.
So 32371. If in the event something happens after the system is restored and back online, and if our listeners or residents would like to lodge complaints, they can do so via 32371.
Yes, they can also use our email address, which is the fault reporting center. If you recall that one. It is said it's fault.report@capetown.
fault.report@capetown.gov.za.
Yes.
All righty, perfect. Any final comment this morning from yourself, Pindile?
No, what I want to do is just to thank our customers for the cooperation, because it is not the first time that we are doing this service. But they always cooperate with us. They always understand why we need to do this. So we always appreciate that cooperation and understanding.
Mm. And I see the city has also, you know, been encouraging residents to switch to the prepaid electricity meters.
Yes, that is what we are doing. Remember the credit system that we've been using now for years, it is actually reaching now their life stage. So we are also trying to upgrade now our infrastructure. And the benefit, because that's what I always want to tell people, the benefit for the prepaid system is that you are able to manage your I would say your bill, because you can see how many units you've got in your system and then how many units you've used for the day. So it is actually making it very easy for you to also manage your budget when it comes to electricity usage.
All right. Well, Pindile, thanks so much for sharing with us and providing that information. We do appreciate your time.